Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The headline, Caleb Williams looked good today in a Bears preseason win over the Bills. 33-6, the Bears win.
Bears.
Caleb Williams, 4-for-7, 95 yards. He also had a carry for 13 yards on the day, but he looked good. Headline, Austin Booker was dominant, the rookie defensive end. Looked terrific today. Also want to tell you that the Cubs are coming up a little bit later on. Cubs and White Sox, 5:40 pregame here on The Score. Cubs go for 2 in a row against the Southsiders. The Cubs and 670 The Score and Stand Up to Cancer are teaming up for Cubs for a Cure, a 24-hour radiothon hosted by Danny Parkins right here on The Score. The radiothon starts at 10 a.m. this Thursday, August 15th, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. If you or your company would like to get involved, email 670radiothon@gmail.com. And on our text line, 847-GROTY, just want to thank you for creating the Bears vernacular at the Metallica concert last night. I brought an exclusive T-shirt featuring a bear clawing through the band logo. Many people in passing saw the shirt and said, bear, to which I naturally returned the sentiment. Thank you, Texter. I mean, we're getting the word out there. I feel like we got about half of Chicago in on it. Bear. Or bears. Bears or bear. Bear is a little bit more hipster. You gotta be a little bit more in the inside circle to know. Like, bears, you know. Bear, that's a different... It actually pertains to Caleb Williams. Coincidentally, it was part of a Caleb Williams press conference where I uttered bear, and I would now like to, just to stop myself from continuing this ridiculousness, I would like you to now hear from Caleb Williams. After the Bears' 33-6 win over the Bills, again, Caleb Williams, 4-for-7, 95 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions, nothing like that. But this is what Caleb sounded like after the game.
Okay, so what was it like, man, your first NFL game? You know, how comfortable were you out there today?
Yeah, I felt good. There's always, you know, there's always a little bit, you know, of a more focus that you have going to games for whatever reason. Even if you try and enter that mindset and things like that throughout the weeks, it's just a sense of control, I guess, a sense of progress, a sense of, you know, a bunch of different things that when you get into games, you know, the comfort level and all of that, you know, normally skyrockets.
On the dump off to Swift, mm-hmm. Did you see him? Because it looked like
it wasn't a no look. I wish I could claim that it was, but it wasn't. I saw him for a quick second, and then I really saw his gloves because he had, I believe, bright orange gloves on or something like that. So I saw it open, and I could feel the defenders kind of, you know, breaking through the line, which they should on the screen. So offensive line did a great job, you know, making it seem believable as if they were going to let up a sack and then toss it over the head, and we got, I think it was around 40 yards or so. So it was great.
Yeah. Well, you got a couple of vets, and then we'll talk about the confidence that you had in your right at the beginning.
Yep.
Is that something that's just natural? Is that something that you're very intentional about trying to show in the huddle? I mean, it's your first game ever at this level. Not a lot of guys would walk in with that kind of confidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was trying to show, and I wouldn't say that it's natural. I would say that it's come from the hard work here and us being here working together, building this thing together as we go, and then also, you know, the years of work of getting here and now being the Chicago Bear. So it's, you know, I think it just comes from a lot of hard work over time and been around these guys. They make it a lot easier for me.
But on the play action rollout, you hit the Cole. It felt like the play design, you did most of the work for you. What did you see on that whole sequence and the ability to hit that throw down the field?
Yeah. So we've been repping this play for a while now, and just, you know, getting those reps in has been key. And then, you know, you come out on game day and, yeah, the C's part, and Cole's running down the sideline, and my job is just to give him the ball in space and let our players like Cole and them just do their magic. Got past the DN, ran past him, pump faked, and then tossed it to Cole, and he was wide open, did a great job selling it, and then breaking to the corner.
How reassuring is this just as a start, as a beginning?
Yeah, there is an understanding that it is preseason, that, you know, everybody's not going to show their looks and, you know, what they would do versus and vice versa. It definitely is, you know, it definitely feels good to get out there. Last time I was out there on the field other than practice was November 18th. And it's, you know, you go that long without something, it's tough. But, you know, it's been great. The guys have made it fun. They made it easy on me. Talking about our other players, they've been great from the beginning to now, and you know, my progress is I would count my progress and support, I would count it to them. They've been great, like I said, and so to get out there and have the confidence you know that we had out there, it's only going to get better, and we can't wait.
You buy time in the pocket. It seems like you do so you can throw the ball down the field. But on that one scramble up the middle, like, what did you see on that? Why did you decide to take off? And was the slide a natural one? I know you've been working on it.
We've been practicing the slide with the slippy slide. So I had a plan in my mind of what they were going to do defensive-wise. And then they dropped out of it. They went two-man. You know, at first I thought I think DeMar was on the left side. I thought he was going to rotate, and the right safety was going to rotate down. Not. He bluffed it, got over top of the vertical, I believe, to roam. And then after that, I got down to my back. My back was covered, and I saw the C's part, realized it was two-man, and took off.
Would you take a minute to find the play clock? It's really out of sight.
No, so it's always a thing once you get in, well, for most quarterbacks and things like that. Once you get into the stadium, go find the play clocks. So you're never looking for the play clock, but they do a good job of hiding that one play clock. It's in white with the white little building up there.
Yeah, your last play. Did you think you had room as you kind of let that ball out? It felt like you thought when you're in the back of the end zone.
Yeah. So Rome and I talked about it. Excuse me. Rome and I talked about it. And that comes from time of getting on the same you know, same page and same connection. We talked about it, and I actually thought he was going to take it high because I thought he saw the guy, which he did. He told me he saw the guy that was below him, one defender and one of our teammates down the right sideline. I thought he was going to either settle or go to back pylon. He started coming out flat. By then, I had to let the ball go, and I tried to give him a chance and put it back pylon, see if he could run under it.
The human nature urges to kind of take that breath and say, yeah, obviously that felt good to get back out there. And then Matt says you have to scale back and say also there's a lot of work to do. How do you kind of juggle those two things of like taking some enthusiasm out of this loss, understanding that the climb is still pretty steep?
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand where we are and understand, you know, what we have and where we're headed. That's the most important thing. But you also have to be where your feet are. So when you're out there in the field, when we're preparing for this game, you're enjoying it, you're having fun, you're having a blast. You know, we take a step back. When we get in tomorrow or early tomorrow, you know, we take a step back, we go through the tape, and then on to the next preseason. And then, you know, from there, you take it from there, and then you keep growing. And then we just, you know, keep counting those days, counting those hours, and getting after it.
You're giving Bears fans permission be excited right now?
I mean, Bears won, you know? Why not?
Did you have a chance to talk to Josh Allen at all, just any of the pregame interactions?
It's just a quick hello, how you doing, nice to meet you. Said I like this game, say you like my game, be safe, those kind of things. Awesome.
Thank you.
The Bears.
There was. The Bears at the end. You have to hear it, man. Sometimes you gotta listen carefully.
The Bears.
That's what he does. He walks away from the podium. I think he's done it every single time now. Sometimes it's like he starts to walk away and then he comes back and he gives you a Bears. But that was the Bears starting quarterback, Caleb Williams, talking about the Bears 33-6 win over the Bills in their second preseason game. Williams, again, 4-for-7, 95 yards, 1 carry and 13 yards. I thought it was interesting getting a little bit of insight on some of the stuff that happened, including the way I heard it from Caleb Williams. Right there is that on that final throw, the overthrow to Roma Dunze in the end zone, Caleb Williams said it was a miscommunication, essentially, saying that he thought that Rome was going to take high and Caleb had to get rid of it and it turned to be an overthrow. So just a, you know, I don't know if miscommunication or body language, and you know, he was taking some ownership over that. So that's interesting to hear, like a real breakdown on what happened there. The other takeaway, too, from listening to Caleb Williams is that there is no honeymoon for him. There will be no part where it's okay. Maybe honeymoon's the wrong word. There's not going to be a first-year guy, rookie guy, that's okay, you're a rookie. You made that mistake, and we understand you might be a little bit overwhelmed. Like, not allowed. Like, there was one question early on, a pleasantry question, in terms of how was, you know, playing in your first game, that it's, boom, it's onto the stuff that happened in the game. And justifiably so. Like, everybody's an adult. Adult media, that's an adult football player who's getting paid handsomely to, hopefully, for the Bears' sake, take them to a place that they really have never been, and that is to be a team that is led by a quarterback. And it looked pretty good today. It looked pretty good today, what we saw out of Caleb Williams, the best that I have seen him to go along with the training camp practices, just about all of which I have seen. He also talked about, I thought it was interesting, that the reporter asked, was that the Caleb, the dump-off to DeAndre Swift that ended up going 42 yards, asking if it was a no-look pass, and Caleb said, nah, I admitted that it was not. It was pretty sweet. I didn't think of it that way, though. I didn't look at it as like always being fancy. I thought he was being creative in the moment, doing what was available to him. The fact that he knew that was available to him is what is impressive, and that he was confident enough in throwing a pass like that. That's what's impressive out of Caleb Williams, that kind of stuff.
Supernatural. Like, just like
it does, right?
It's in his nature to just kind of toss it, like flick the wrist like that.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Because you're right. That's a great way to put it. A lot of times, the quarterback will look clunky and awkward when the pocket starts to collapse and it looks like he's going to go down. And then there are other quarterbacks who can elude just enough and make a play. That was very Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys. I mean, one of the reasons that the comp exists is because neither Patrick Mahomes nor Caleb Williams is like going to blow you away with speed, but they ain't slow. And what they are, and Patrick Mahomes, obviously, 10 times over because he's done it, is elusive. And that's the same thing, too, if we're talking about guys that we comp to Caleb Williams. Aaron Rodgers, another one of those dudes who not a, you know, fast, but again, not slow, and elusive as hell. Like, you saw it so much in Aaron Rodgers' career in the division, that is, against the Bears twice a year. How many times did he elude and then make a big play? And you're like, how does this guy keep eluding the pressure with what appears to, doesn't seem to be a particularly fast guy? But we saw some of that in action as well. And then cool to hear, too, that the sideline pass to Cole Kmet, 25 yards in play action. It was impossible to see if Cole Kmet had made the catch, but he did. That's a play that they, as he said, that they've been repping for a while in practice. And I like that idea. I love it. I love it when they let a tight end loose down the sideline. I love it when a running back gets sprung. Like, and some of that occurs on scramble drills, but you know, you can get big plays out of your tight ends this year, and you know you're going to get some good plays out of your wide receivers with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Roma Dunze. I mean, that is, I mean, it's necessary for sure, but if you can get those guys to shine, I mean, that's where offenses become unstoppable. If you've got your receivers going and then you've got tight end contribution, and then you saw a little piece of what DeAndre Swift is capable of doing as well. So it all turned out, you know, thumbs up day for the offense. And guess what? The Bears' offensive line comported itself pretty well today. Like, go back and watch, if you do watch the game, and I'm sure you noticed this, if you did, and a lot of you guys probably recorded and are going to watch it, something that you're going to hear a lot or more than you're used to hearing in a Bears broadcast is Caleb Williams back to pass. Lots of time. You heard that. I mean, they were imperfect, but man, I mean, and it was just Nate Davis was out today. You had Coleman Shelton playing the center position. Important to point out that Matt Pryor was the right guard for the Bears today, and it was not Ryan Bates. Ryan Bates, I don't think was available today. I need to go back and look, but I don't believe Ryan Bates was available. I know he got hobbled in practice last week. We watched him get taken to the sideline and go through some exercises with the trainer. And so I'm guessing that he's banged up. So that's why Matt Pryor, who has been, you know, around on the offensive line this year, pretty present because of the Nate Davis injury and the occasional other injuries that they've had. But they, Tevin Jenkins and Braxton Jones played, and Darnell Wright was good to go. That was, I thought, I would say, a comforting day when it comes to talking about the offensive line. They were able to operate. The running game looked good. Again, the time Caleb Williams had was good. And you saw, I mean, you got a pretty good piece of an idea from Shane Waldron how he's going to use Caleb Williams. He ain't just going to be standing back there in the pocket. I mean, they were, you know, plenty of play action, plenty of bootleg, and you saw just how comfortable Caleb was in that predicament. Now, he is going to stand back there at times. He's not just going to scramble or roll out on every single play, but good on Shane Waldron. So far, so good to be putting a player in a position to win, and not, and that was what, you know, Shane Waldron came in with. Like, he's got an offense, yes, but this offense includes doing what is best for the star players that exist in it. And it just happened. Breaking news here, it looks like, on the Score. Breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Did the USA just win gold in men's basketball? Is that what I'm seeing up there? I'm seeing Steph Curry on the floor. I would imagine that that's what just happened, but we will confirm that. Man, I hope this isn't a premature call by me. Oh, man. Would that be egg on the face? But it looks like that is what has happened here for the USA.
No, you are correct. Oh. USA wins the gold, beats France 98-87.
Oh, yeah, there's Victor Wembanyama. Oh, yeah, okay, hot shot. He's walking around with his hands on his head. I didn't watch a single bounce of this game, obviously, but that's cool, man. I mean, they almost didn't survive to get here, but the USA wins gold in the Olympics. The Cubs will play baseball tonight. Tonight, the Crosstown Series resumes on the south side as the Cubs take on the White Sox. Pregame coverage is coming up at 6:35. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will be on the call for first pitch at 7:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. 312-644-6767 is the number. What did you think watching Caleb Williams? Have you become a jaded quarterback watcher going back to Mitchell Trubisky and then Justin Fields and now Caleb Williams? Or did it actually feel different to you watching this quarterback? And what stood out to you as well? 312-644-6767 is the number. I do wonder about the running backs for the Bears this year. We've talked about DeAndre Swift. The 40-plus yard play was great. He looks different. You see discernible difference between his explosive style and that of Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. Roschon Johnson didn't play today. He's been banged up. Khalil Herbert looked good. I mean, he looked like Khalil Herbert today. So he looked fine. Clearly, it's DeAndre Swift up here and then everybody else down here. I do still think that Khalil Herbert is the guy that you are trusting a little bit more than Roschon Johnson, who I know the Bears like a lot, but I'm not ready to say that your definite backup running back right now is Roschon Johnson. I mean, that'd be ideal. The younger player, their player, fifth-round pick, played behind Bijan Robinson, that'd be cool, but I'm not ready to just say that Roschon Johnson is the backup running back, where I'm totally ready to say that you have a different-looking running back than you've had over, I'd say, what, the last 4 or 5 years? Like, when's the last time the Bears had a running back with, like, really good speed? Like, David Montgomery was a good running back, but we know that he didn't have that crazy speed. I mean, there isn't that with Khalil Herbert. There isn't that with Roschon Johnson. None of these guys are slow. In fact, they are fast, but not at the rate that we saw DeAndre Swift, and that popped out to me today, too, in terms of just, like, we're seeing why they did what they did. Let's go to Alex in Lockport. Hello, Alex. You're on the Score.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Alex?
I loved what I saw. It was actually very refreshing. I was actually nervous getting, you know, PTSD from past quarterbacks that we've had, but he just seemed to, like, push through. And, you know, like the play that pass to Swift was just awesome. That play down the line by Cole Kmet, I mean, was also, like, the camera didn't even move in time. Like, he just rocketed down the line, and it was just so refreshing to see. I mean, I know it's only preseason. He's able to just, you know, learn from it. And especially, like, hearing that interview that he had, he's just breaking down all these plays. It's totally different from, like, Mitch Trubisky acted like he had no idea what was going on. Fields, his demeanor is always just bland and just act, even from the moment he was drafted, it didn't act like he wanted to be here, you know?
Yeah, they definitely have different personalities. That is very much for sure. Like, Caleb Williams is always talking, always smiling, going up to guys, all of that kind of stuff. We'll find out if that matters, but you are right about that. And yeah, I figured Bears fans had some nerves going watching this. I mean, I still do. Like, I get nerves, I get excited watching, like, when it begins, like, there he is. Oh, look at him in his Bears uniform. That's Caleb damn Williams. So, there is that feeling, and I understand it. And I do understand, too, if some of you guys are are jaded. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, let's go to the game. Let's go to somebody who was at the contest today, was in Buffalo. Our guy Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago is in Buffalo, and he will talk to us about what he saw from Caleb Williams and the rest of the Bears in a 33-6 win over the Bills. I'm Mark Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it felt good. There's always, you know, there's always a little bit, you know, of a more focus that you have going to games for whatever reason. Even if you try and enter that mindset and things like that throughout the weeks, it's just a sense of control, I guess, a sense of progress, a sense of, you know, a bunch of different things that when you get into games, you know, the comfort level and all of that, you know, normally skyrockets.
Let's get back to more Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caleb Williams was good today in the Bears 33-6 win over the Bills. 4 of 7 for 95 yards, did not turn it over. He had one carry for 13 yards. If you'd like, Bears also getting a couple of touchdowns from running back Ian Wheeler. Velus Jones Jr., who I talked about earlier, had a running touchdown. Mixed bag for him. Mixed bag for him. If you want to check that out on the Odyssey app and where I stand with Velus Jones Jr. Micah Baskerville as well with a pick six, a guy that seems to have a knack for shining just a little bit during the preseason. But that was pretty cool to see that as well. But Caleb is the headliner with Austin Booker deserving a mention as well. The young defensive end, the fifth-round rookie out of Kansas, was dominant throughout the day. A guy who was there in Buffalo today to see the Bears win their second preseason game this year, Josh Schrock, Bears insider for NBC Chicago and host of the Under Center podcast. You can find him on Twitter, @Schrock_and_ awe. What's up, Schrock? What'd you think, man?
Grody, how are we?
I'm doing well. What'd you think of Caleb Williams' day?
Yeah, no, I mean, for a guy who, you know, has come in and not shied away from expectations or excitement, I think his unofficial Bears debut didn't give anyone any reason to tamp down that excitement. I thought he looked pretty polished. I mean, the operation of the offense, I thought, was excellent for a unit that's been kind of shaky in practice. You know, he has great pocket presence. I mean, the throw to Komet on the bootleg was ridiculous. He's got just elite arm talent. You can kind of see, you know, why the Bears were crazy about him from the jump. Obviously, I thought it was, you know, outside of the red zone woes, I thought it was pretty perfect. You know, I mean, like you said, no turnovers. You know, he gets them out of that. I thought the 3rd and 12 throw to DJ on the first drive was tremendous. Went through his progressions really quickly and just throws a strike to move the chains to kind of get him out of that 2nd and 17 hole. So, you know, as far as 18 snaps in a preseason game go, Grody, I think the Bears will take this.
I was saying this earlier, and I want to know if you agree. This is the best that I've seen Caleb Williams look in all the practices that I've covered. Is this the best? Am I crazy for saying that?
No, I don't think so at all. And I think, you know, I think we've heard a lot the past week about how the Bears defense just, I mean, they've been going against this offense for 3 weeks and they just know what they're doing. I talked to Rome Adunze after the game and he was like, you know, it's getting irritating because they know our route. So yeah, it looks like, you know, it looks like we're clunky and we got stuff to work on, but we come out here against a defense that doesn't know our plays and doesn't know what we want to do. And, you know, it looks pretty good. So I don't think that's a coincidence, but I think also, you know, Caleb's just, he's a confident guy and he's kind of built for this. And you could tell he was excited just to finally play a game, to put the jersey on and to kind of go out there and show what he can do. So by far the best that we've seen him in the past 3 weeks. And I expect him, you know, to be much better, probably take it up another level next Saturday.
You know, what was really cool to see and just, you know, and it is what it is. As you said, 18 plays in a preseason game. But man, yeah, all the third down conversions that, as you mentioned, yeah, you alluded to the 3rd and 13 to DJ Moore, the 3rd and 9, he runs and slides for that, yep, for that first down. Was the bootleg to Cole Komet, was that on third down? Maybe that wasn't on third down. I know there was the overthrow as well on third down, but for the most part, yeah, we were seeing some, at times, what would be big time third down conversions, and starting with that DJ Moore one.
Yeah. No, there's no question. I mean, Caleb will be the first one to tell you that, you know, what the Bills did defensively was probably pretty vanilla, but I think you can definitely take some encouraging signs from today. And I think the ability to move the chains and especially get out of your own territory, I think is really notable. And I think that really just comes down to one, the crisp offensive operation, even with a line that continues to kind of, you know, mix in pieces, mix out pieces, no Bates today, along with no Nate Davis, but a good operation. Then I think you just really see, I thought the play calling was really good. And we saw a lot of stuff that I thought we wanted Luke Getsy to do for Justin Fields, which would just make it easy, right? He gave Caleb a lot of half field reads, you know, a lot of bootlegs, use the athleticism and let him go to work. And I think, you know, it's only one game, but I think what we're seeing is that Shane Waldron, you know, has a good finger on the pulse of what he needs to do and what Caleb is good at doing.
Even the play that wasn't good, and it wasn't egregious, the 3rd and 9 overthrow to Rome Odunze in the end zone, which turned out to be his final play of his 18th play of the day. Even on that, I thought he gave you guys a pretty good explanation that essentially, Josh, I mean, it sounded like he was saying it was a miscommunication between him and Rome. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Yeah, that's what Caleb called it, a miscommunication. I asked Rome in the locker room. He said it's 100% on him. He said, you know, that he should have broken initially to the back pylon where Caleb kind of thought he was going to go first, and he kind of cut it flat, and that'll get ironed out as they get more reps together. But even that throw, you know, the quote unquote overthrow, you know, what Caleb say? He said, you know, I just tried to put it in the back corner to see if he could try to run under it because I was out of time, and that's kind of the improvisational kind of artistry that Caleb has, which I think is really cool. And you saw it on the, you know, the shovel pass flip to DeAndre Swift and you know, the dot to Komet. I mean, he's a very, he's both surgeon and artist as a quarterback, which I think is really special.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ryan Poles even said that. And when he said that, it's almost like, there's so much that sounds like hyperbole when it comes to Caleb Williams, but then you see it. And that's why I'm so glad, Josh, that the fans, I mean, a lot of people come out to watch camp, but you and I have seen this every day. And while it hasn't always been smooth sailing, in fact, more days than not, it has felt like not smooth sailing for the Bears. But then he makes one or two throws like he made in this game today where you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like most quarterbacks can't do that.
Right. No, there's no question. Even on the rocky days in camp, there's normally at least one or two moments of brilliance where you're like, man, wow, what a throw. Or like you'll see him manipulate the pocket and move the linebacker and, you know, layer a throw over the middle, you know, right over Terrain Edmonds, which is pretty hard to do. So it's really nice for him to come out here and play this way and get off to a really clean start after what was, you know, admittedly a tough week of practice, right? They were really clunky all week, but they look crisp today.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, going back to what you were saying about the defense knowing the offense's plays in camp, and there is some reality to that. But one of the things that I was also thinking watching this game is, maybe the Bears' defense is really good, and maybe they are making the Bears' offense better the way it was rolled out today, because the Bears had some guys making plays today. And I know, like, we're going to talk about Austin Booker, but what we know is real is Jalen Johnson deflecting a pass or PBU in the end zone, back-to-back PBUs by Jalen Johnson and Jalen Jones. I mean, let's dig in a little bit on that. Those were two fantastic defensive plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think a defense that's down, what were they down, four key starters today, and they still look tremendous. I mean, I think the depth and talent in the secondary is really special, and I think, you know, I think we're probably going to see an overall better year from Tremaine Edmonds. I think that year two with TJ Edwards, year two in this defense, you can kind of see him making more of that impact immediately. The one we kind of started to see at the end of last year, right? More tip passes, more deflections, more big plays, and I think that's going to make this defense, you know, even click at a higher level. Now they just have to figure out the edge rusher thing outside of Montez Sweat. And if Austin Booker is going to keep making these gradual steps pretty much every day, because he's been really good in practice, I mean, that's a huge win. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're probably not talking about, hey, do they need to go sign Yannick Ngakoue in a week? It's like, hey, well, if Montez is healthy, you got DeMarcus Walker. And then if you can get good reps from Austin Booker and then a mixture of, you know, Dominique Robinson, who had a couple nice plays today, Daniel Hardy, maybe Jacob Martin comes back. Then all of a sudden, the question mark of the D-line is maybe not so big of a question mark. And that's the thing that's going to keep this defense from being elite, right? If they can't get a pass rush with four, it's going to be a problem, but they are loaded on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and it'll cause Matt Eberflus and Eric Washington, I think, to be, if they don't feel like they have that extra help as far as getting to the quarterback is concerned, being more creative or being more aggressive. We've seen a lot of linebacker blitzing in camp, especially TJ Edwards. We saw Tremaine Edmonds do it today, blitz, and then the deflection that you were just talking about as well. Can you see a scenario where there is, and I know you don't want to blitz a lot in a 4-3 defense, but could you see a scenario where there is more at least creative blitzing in this defense if they don't feel like they have the personnel going into week one?
Yeah, I don't think there's a question. I think a lot of that also stems from the confidence that they have in the back end, right? Like we've seen them really throw a bunch of different blitzes at Caleb in camp, not only to prepare him, but I think just to test out what this defense is comfortable doing. And I think you've also seen Matt Eberflus and Eric Washington experiment with different things on the D-line with the four that we know they're going to run with, right? They've talked about Andrew Billings getting reps at three technique. They're moving Montez Sweat around to try to free him up. So they're in deep experimentation mode, trying to figure out how to get pressure both with four and then what kind of blitzes they like if they can't get home with four. And I think the strength of this defense is the secondary. And if they can rely on Jalen Johnson, a healthy Tyrique Stevenson, Kyler Gordon to be good on the back end and win their one-on-ones, they'll blitz more.
I also think that they have pretty decent depth in the secondary with we saw it with Jalen Jones. We know what that Greg Stroman is capable. We know what Terrell Smith can do. I'm not sure about Jonathan Owens, and Elijah Hicks has had moments as well, but it's pretty rare, isn't it, Josh, when you could have that talented of a starting core and then a pretty good backup crew as well?
No, I think the depth at corner is really impressive. I mean, Terrell Smith, you know, he got hurt, but Jalen Jones has been a really good find. Josh Blackwell, I think, has been a tremendous backup slot corner. And then you got a guy like Greg Stroman who, you know, he's been running with the ones, you know, while Kyler's been out for the most part, and he comes in second today. So they're seven deep at corner, and it really shows, because I think we've seen some nice moments from a guy like Reddy Steward in camp, and normally you'd be like, yeah, UDFA corner, maybe he can make a back-end roster push, and there's just no way he can because the Bears are so deep at corner. And I think, you know, Elijah Hicks is another guy at safety. He's really impressed me. I thought he played well this week in camp. He had a good Hall of Fame game, and I think he's really kind of cemented himself as that fourth safety.
A couple housekeeping things, and I'll let you go, man. Was Josh Blackwell the only one to return punts today?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. I have to go back and check.
Okay. Because it's just interesting to me that they seem to have shown Rome Odunze a lot when they actually do real-time punting.
I think they had DeAndre Carter back there.
Was he back there too? Okay. Was it only? Yeah. Maybe I saw it wrong. I thought I saw Blackwell coming up with one. I guess my point is Rome Odunze was not returning punts today, right?
No, he wasn't. I think he's probably very talented at it, but I think it's one of those things where you don't want to have to do it unless you really have to, right? I think this offense has such great potential with those three receivers, and if you can find someone else who can return punts and not get some free shots on Rome, I think that's probably that's for the best.
Okay, and then Nate Davis. Now we know Nate Davis didn't play. Ryan Bates was Ryan Bates active today? Was he? I know. Matt Pryor. Okay, so he wasn't. Okay.
No. Ryan Bates was inactive. Matt Eberflus said, just a little something that he's been dealing with that kind of, I think he aggravated it when we were in practice on Thursday when he came out at the end, but he said they expect him to be fine. He should be ready to go this coming week.
Okay, and then lastly, what do you make of Velus Jones with the running back stuff? Camp story or reality?
I think it's mainly camp story. I think what it is I think they really like him as a kick returner, but they're going to have a hard time keeping someone on the 53 who's only going to return kicks. And we know he's not going to get much run at receiver. So can you find some way to utilize him outside of kick returner to put him on the roster and also make him active on game days? I think it's better for Velus. I think he's fine with, you know, just put the ball in his hands, take the route running equation out of it, and he can get downhill with the speed and strength. But, you know, the Bears are also pretty deep at back. So I think they're just trying to make him more versatile and see if he can help them in ways that isn't on kick return. But as you saw today, right, we had a muffed kick. And, Grody, what did we learn last year from Matt Eberflus, which was they can't tolerate those mistakes, and they definitely are not going to tolerate them this year when the expectations are so high.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right. The stuff is not going to get swept under the rug this year for sure. Josh, you are the best for jumping on. I know that you are probably overloaded with work, so I truly appreciate you jumping on, Schrocker, man. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, Grody. Anytime.
Yep, thank you. That is Josh Rock from NBC Sports Chicago. Yeah, the kickoff stuff, man, I don't know. Like, it is not there yet. I'm kind of bored about it at this point. Like, I'm not seeing it, the benefit yet. And, you know, just watching it is like kind of like, okay, what are we doing here? But I'm sure that, like everything, once the regular season starts, we will see things that we did not or will not have seen during the preseason. Yeah, I had to ask about Bates because a texter from the 802 says, Groats, I saw a Bates coming off the field after a special teams play late. Is there more than one Bates? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Dwayne Bates is back. Dwayne Bates, the Northwestern wide receiver. Maybe Dwayne Bates is back. But according to Schrocker and I both agree that he didn't play. So there you go. See what I do for you texters? I try to get your questions answered, especially if I can't answer it. 312-644-6767. That's the number to text or to call. I am Mark Grody. We are talking about the Bears and Caleb Williams on the Score.
Let's get back to more Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears win and Caleb Williams look good. 4-7, 95 yards. If you'd like a QBR on that, it's 101.8. This is a rare moment in the Score studios as I look over on the other side of the glass right now. and I see two Tylers in this. Look, you know we've got a lot of Tylers at this radio station, but rarely are both Tylers in the studio at the same time right now. Alex,
Tyler squared.
Alex Kuhn, you can't. I see Alex Kuhn out there. You can't walk in there right now, or else the Tylers will be interrupted. No, you can walk in there. What I want to know right now from all of you guys, Alex Kuhn, who is hanging out here as well, is I'm looking at the Butterball. Now I'm looking at the Ferengul. And what I've noticed, low-key Ferengul has, I think, taken over the Adam Studzinski spot of the most swagged-up, bearsy person at the radio station. And understand, man, like, Studs is like my little brother, because I was there. You know, I was all bear swagged up in college and all that. But I got to tell you, Ferengul, two times I've seen you, you're all oranged up today. You've got the orange Bears hat. You got the orange Bears shirt going on. Last week I saw you for the Hard Knocks day, and you were all Bearsed up. Are you the most Bearsy of the Bears fans at the Bears score?
I will gladly take that honor if that's what you're trying to hail me now, Grody. Studs, you got some competition.
Oh, whoa, laid it down. Oh, and he walks away from the mic, folks. He walked away from the mic. Now he's putting his bag together, and he's going to walk out of here. Man.
I will set the reminder that yes, I did get a letter from George McCaskey after inviting him to my wedding. If we're going that far, let's see.
Yes, you did. George McCaskey was actually on the broadcast today, and he talked about Caleb Williams and said what I have said and what I think a lot of people have said about him, that he is self-confident, not cocky. There's always that disclaimer with Caleb Williams when it comes to his personality. And here is the chairman of the Bears, George McCaskey.
Yeah, there's something about him. He's very self-confident, as you know. Not cocky, but self-confident. And he's just got a way about him. It's very engaging. Very comfortable, and he knows what he's doing out there.
Yeah, he does seem to know what he's doing out there. And we've had a few callers express that to us, that he just looks the part. The comfort is there. Will the game follow it? It certainly did today, in a good day for Caleb Williams, for sure. And, you know, I heard George go on to say that we got to be realistic, that he's going to make mistakes, that there will be growing pains, and that is all absolutely true. Most quarterbacks that are rookies get a year at least to make mistakes and to be developed. So it's an important reminder for me and all of us that there is going to be development pains and growing pains, and it's not going to be lights, camera, action. Although, I don't know, maybe it is. I mean, after today, I got to tell you, what he did today and seeing him do things that he has done to be great, it was really heartening. Ferengul, what'd you think of the game today? I didn't even give you a chance to talk about that. What stands out to you? Since you are now, as you said, the most Bears up Bears fan here at the score, passing up Adam Studzinski. I got to put the rankings together. This is not to diminish any of the other producers, because there may be a ranking of who is the biggest Bears fan of the producers, but it's you for now, so we're going to need some insight from you.
All right. Well, again, thank you, Grody. I have to say I was pretty impressed with Caleb Williams. He looked comfortable.
Yeah.
He looked like I heard a caller say earlier, he knew what to do in the moment, like stepping up in the pocket on that third down. He was really, really good going through his progressions quickly. So those two drives, I was impressed with him.
Amen, man. Well said. Oh, man. Bearsed up, and he's bringing it. I got to tell you. Isn't it funny how I bet there was a lot of Bears fans today that watched the game and were like, oh, Trubisky's back in Buffalo now? Oh,
I said the same thing.
You did say that. Yes. A lot of people are like, oh, there it comes in. There's Trubisky. No, this is a Bears fan's life. Like, you're never fully protected from things like that. From, oh no, there's Mitch. It just brings back the Trubisky trauma.
Or it's like walking into your ex-girlfriend when you have your new girlfriend with you.
Oh, that's so good.
Caleb
man.
Williams is the new piece.
Oh no,
and you got the ex-girlfriend, Mitch Trubisky.
Buterbaugh, that's pretty good. I'm sorry, I did not want to see that the Ferengul outshine you. So that was pretty good, Tyler and Tyler. You guys are working some magic. Tell Alex Kuhn it's okay for him to come back in. I just needed that moment.
It's okay. We have the same name. I'll allow it.
Oh, wait, what?
Fist bump right here.
Oh, okay. All right. When we come back, more Bears. We've got room for your calls at 312-644-6767. And we are going to hear from the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, to hear what he has to say about what was a good day for really all parts of his team. We'll make sure that Matt Eberflus saw it the same way. I'm Mark Grody. This is The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's get back to more Mark Grody on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bears win, and Caleb Williams looked good, 4-7, 95 yards. If you'd like a QBR on that, it's 101.8. This is a rare moment in the Score studios as I look over on the other side of the glass right now, and I see two Tylers in this. Look, you know we've got a lot of Tylers at this radio station, but rarely are both Tylers in the studio at the same time right now. Alex
Tyler Squared.
Alex Kuhn, you can't. I see Alex Kuhn out there. You can't walk in there right now, or else the Tylers will be interrupted. No, you can walk in there. What I want to know right now from all of you guys, Alex Kuhn, who is hanging out here as well, is I'm looking at the Buterbaugh. Now I'm looking at the Ferengul. And what I've noticed, low-key Ferengul has, I think, taken over the Adam Stadzinski spot of the most swagged-up, Bearsy person at the radio station. And understand, man, like, Studs is like my little brother, because I was there. You know, I was all Bears swagged up in college and all that. But I got to tell you, Farrengold, last time, two times I've seen you, you're all oranged up today. You've got the orange Bears hat. You got the orange Bears shirt going on. Last week I saw you for the Hard Knocks day, and you were all Bearsed up. Are you the most Bearsy of the Bears fans at the Bears score?
I will gladly take that honor if that's what you're trying to hail me now, Grody. Studs, you got some competition.
Oh, whoa, laid it down. Oh, and he walks away from the mic, folks. He walked away from the mic. Now he's putting his bag together, and he's going to walk out of here. Man.
I will set the reminder that yes. I did get a letter from George McCaskey after inviting him to my wedding. Oh, so if we're going that far, let's see.
Yes, you did. George McCaskey was actually on the broadcast today, and he talked about Caleb Williams and said what I have said and what I think a lot of people have said about him, that he is self-confident, not cocky. There's always that disclaimer with Caleb Williams when it comes to his personality. And here is the chairman of the Bears, George McCaskey.
Yeah, there's something about him. He's very self-confident, as you know. Not cocky, but self-confident. And he's just got a way about him. It's very engaging. Very comfortable, and he knows what he's doing out there.
Yeah, he does seem to know what he's doing out there. We've had a few callers express that to us, that he just looks the part. The comfort is there. Will the game follow it? It certainly did today, in a good day for Caleb Williams, for sure. And, you know, I heard George go on to say that we got to be realistic, that he's going to make mistakes, that there will be growing pains, and that is all absolutely true. Most quarterbacks that are rookies get a year at least to make mistakes and to be developed. So it's an important reminder for me and all of us that there is going to be development pains and growing pains, and it's not going to be lights, camera, action. Although, I don't know, maybe it is. I mean, after today, I got to tell you, what he did today and seeing him do things that he has done to be great, it was really heartening. Farrengold, what'd you think of the game today? I didn't even give you a chance to talk about that. What stands out to you? Since you are now, as you said, the most Bears up Bears fan here at the score, passing up Adams Dzinski. I got to put the rankings together. This is not to diminish any of the other producers, because there may be a ranking of who is the biggest Bears fan of the producers, but it's you for now, so we're going to need some insight from you.
All right. Well, again, thank you, Grody. I have to say I was pretty impressed with Caleb Williams. He looked comfortable.
Yeah.
He looked like I heard a caller say earlier, he knew what to do in the moment, like stepping up in the pocket on that third down. He was really, really good going through his progressions quickly. So those two drives, I was impressed with him.
Amen, man. Well said. Well, man, Bearsed up and he's bringing it. I got to tell you, isn't it funny how I bet there was a lot of Bears fans today that watched the game and were like, oh, Trubisky's back in Buffalo now? Oh,
I said the same thing.
You did say that. Yes. A lot of people are like, oh, there it comes in. There's Trubisky. No, this is a Bears fan's life. Like, you're never fully protected from things like that. From, oh, no, there's Mitch. It just brings back the Trubisky trauma.
Or it's like walking into your ex-girlfriend when you have your new girlfriend with you.
Oh, that's so good.
Caleb Williams is the new piece.
Oh, no.
And you got the ex-girlfriend, Mitch Trubisky.
Buterbaugh, that's pretty good. I'm sorry. I did not want to see that the Farrengold outshine you. So that was pretty good. Tyler, you guys are working some magic. Tell Alex Kuhn it's okay for him to come back in. I just needed that moment.
It's okay. We have the same name. I'll allow it.
Oh, wait, what?
Fist bump right here.
Oh, okay. All right. When we come back, more Bears. We've got room for your calls at 312-644-6767. And we are going to hear from the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, to hear what he has to say about what was a good day for really all parts of his team. We'll make sure that Matt Eberflus saw it the same way. I'm Mark Grody. This is The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do.
Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.